This is Healing Your Soul with Katie Souza. Real keys to the miraculous. What's weighing you down, holding you back? What has wounded your soul? Today with Katie, discover the healing power of God for your life. Katie was once broken, oppressed, in bondage to a life of mental and physical pain, until God gave her a new life and powerful messages of how you can heal your wounded soul. Now, here is Katie to begin today's program.
Hi, this is Katie Souza, and welcome to Healing Your Soul, Real Keys to the Miraculous. On today's show, I'm going to give you some solid biblical proof that we are all supposed to be strong and healthy in our minds and our physical bodies until the day we die. But when we die of sickness and disease, it could be because we have a wound in our soul that's allowing a deadly affliction to come upon us. Listen, I walked through a horrific sickness with my own mother for many years until she passed on to glory. Mom died a painful, horrible death. And when the Lord showed me through Scripture what I'm going to teach you today, you're going to see that we were not meant to live like that, and we were not meant to die like that. In Job 21, it says, "One man lives in his full strength, while another dies in bitterness of soul." If you or a loved one are dying because of a sickness, I believe, because of what I see in Scripture, that it is not the will of God for you to die in that manner. According to the Bible, what's happening to you now is not from God. Rather, it could be from your wounded soul. The good news is this: we know how to fix it. You can be healed of that horrific disease when your soul gets healed. Let this revelation today rise up your faith and bring you hope that there is healing and deliverance for you and your loved ones, no matter what condition you're in. Sin wounds the soul. Trauma wounds the soul. And when the soul is wounded by sin or trauma, it can cause sickness. Remember, whatever's happening in the soul affects the physical body. 3 John 1. You'll be prospered and be in health even as your soul is prospered. You know, we don't realize that when Jesus was here on planet Earth, he was ministering healing to people that had wounds in their soul. Remember how he did all those miracles, people's physical body? Did you know that many times those people that had physical ailments were sick in their body because they were wounded in their soul? Luke 5:15, people with infirmities, various diseases and disorders came to be healed by Jesus. The people that came to see Jesus that day to get healing in their physical body had a disease or disorder in their bodies because they had a wound in their soul. How do I know? I looked up the word infirmities there. That word infirmities, it said that they came to be healed by him of their infirmities. It means this in the Greek, this is according to the Strong's: weakness and infirmity of the body and of the soul. See, those particular people that came that day were wounded in their soul, and that's what was making their physical body sick. I believe that masses of people are sick in their physical bodies, that they are infirmed in their bodies because they're infirmed in their souls. Amen? We've got to know how to heal the soul. Today we're going to talk about how wounds in the soul cause people to get sick with all sorts of diseases, and then those diseases cause people to die before their appointed time. Did you know it's not God's will that we should die of illness or disease? We are supposed to pass away onto glory at our appointed time, but filled with vitality, strength, peace, and no dis-ease. Yeah, you're just supposed to lay down and then wake up in heaven. That's how it is. That is the will of God. Let me prove it to you. Let's look at Job 21. I'll start in verse 23. Ready? It says, "One dieth in his full strength, being wholly at ease and quiet. His breasts are full of milk. His bones are moistened with marrow. And another dieth in the bitterness of soul." Did you hear it? Did you hear the difference? Let's look at the first one. It says, one dies what? Full strength. Total energy, total vitality, total strength. It says, being wholly at ease and quiet. breast full of milk, bones moistened and marrowed. See, that's how we're supposed to go. We have an appointed time to die. That's what the Bible says. And when that day comes, we should be running marathons up until that day. We should be busy, you know, chasing our grandchildren around, going out and being with our family and our friends, walking, jogging, exercising, swimming, working out, being healthy, being strong, being vital, having no illness, no disease, no disaster, no ailments, no trouble. And then all of a sudden, your appointed day comes, you lay down, and bam, you're gone. Your family finds you like this on the bed. That's the will of God. Did you hear it? Say it again. One dieth in full strength, being holy at ease and quiet, his breast full of milk, his bones are moistened with marrow. That is the will of God for the end of your days. How does the other man die? Another dieth in bitterness of soul. I'll tell you right now, people are dying out of their appointed time of diseases and disorders, and it's because they have wounds in their soul that's allowing them to get sick and die. Okay? Let me prove it to you further. Okay. Hebrews 9:27 says, all men have appointed time to die. God has actually assigned a specific moment when each one of us is to pass on into glory. Okay, now, a lot of people are dying out of God's time. How do I know for sure? Because if they weren't, Jesus would have never raised anybody from the dead. Think about it. What does Jesus say in John 5? I only do what I see the Father doing, right? I only do what I see the Father doing. Meaning Jesus would never do anything that would be contrary to the will of God. He only does the will of God, what he sees the Father doing. So what would happen if somebody died out of God's time? Because everybody has an appointed time to die. So what happened if somebody died out of God's time and Jesus said, well, I know they're supposed to go today, but, I'm going to resurrect him from the dead. Wouldn't that be Jesus rebelling against the Father? Do you understand? If they died at God's appointed time and Jesus resurrected him, that would be that Jesus was going against the will of the Father, which he would never do, right? So Jesus resurrected people. What does that mean? Then it wasn't their time to die. If Jesus resurrected people, it means it wasn't their appointed time to die. Now, who did Jesus resurrect? Well, he resurrected Lazarus. Must not have been his time. He resurrected Jairus' daughter. Must have not been her time. He resurrected the widow Nain's son. Must have not been his time. Because if it was, Jesus wouldn't have resurrected him. Because they would have been in the perfect will of the Father, dying at that time. What kills people before their time? Bitterness of soul. What the statement in Job 21 says, another dies in the bitterness of soul. When people are wounded in their soul, those wounds allow disease and disorder to come upon people and kill them before their appointed time. It was not Lazarus' appointed time to die. If it was, then Jesus would have not resurrected him. Lazarus died out of God's timing because he had a wound in his soul that opened him up to getting a sickness that caused him to pass. Let's look at some proof. I'm going to John 11. And as I skim through these scriptures, I want you to notice how many times the word sick is used in these verses. It says, now there was a certain man that was sick named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and Martha, her sister. It was that Mary which anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore his sister sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, though him who thou lovest is sick. When he had heard, therefore, that he was sick, he abode 2 days still in the same place. So in these few verses, the word sick is mentioned 4 times. Now in the Greek, that word sick means weak, feeble, to be without strength, and to be powerless. But the root of that word sick is the Greek word stenao, and it means this, strong in soul. See, Lazarus was sick and dying and did die because he needed to be made strong in soul. It was his soul that allowed him to get sick and die. Now, The word sick is used many other places in the New Testament, but it doesn't always translate into the same Greek word. There are other places where it translates into words that just mean miserable and ill. But they have nothing, those same words have nothing to do with the soul. Meaning sometimes when you see the word sick, it's a person just being ill and has nothing to do with their soul. They just have some sort of an illness, either from a spirit or whatever situation. But in this case, in Lazarus' case, the word sick has in its etymology to be strong in soul, meaning that's what he needed. He needed to be strong in soul. That's why he passed, because he had a wound in his soul that allowed him to get sick and die. Now, the greatest confirmation that Lazarus died of a wound in his soul comes from the mouth of Jesus himself. In John 11, he says this, when Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified. The direct translation of that word sickness there is the exact same word as the word infirmity. Exact same word as the word infirmity. It means weakness and infirmity of the body and of the soul. Can I get an amen? Peeps are dying out of their appointed time. Why? Many times it's because they have a wound in their soul that's allowed them to get sick and die. I've been in and out of prison over a dozen times. The last time I was arrested, I knew they weren't gonna let me out. I was done. While I was inside prison, I saw people just like me going in and out like a revolving door. That's because most inmates believe they don't have a future, but Jesus can change that and give them hope. We've been seeing people get freed inside, which has been empowering them to never go through those doors again. Now with your help, we can do even more.
Today, with your support, you are giving hope and healing to a life that may be in a desperate need of a change. Call now, and when you do, Katie would like to thank you for your gift by sending you a copy of Interpreting Dreams and Visions for Your Soul 3-disc set. With your gift of $35 or more, you will have a part in putting God's Word directly into the hands of a life that is ready to change. Call toll-free 1-800-789-7895. And as a thank you for your gift, Katie will send you a copy of Interpreting Dreams and Visions for Your Soul.
Have you been wondering what soul wounds you need to get healed and where they came from? In this CD set, Interpreting Dreams and Visions for Your Soul, I show you how your dreams can identify the wounds in your soul that are causing the issues you're facing. I also show you how to interpret those dreams so that you can get your breakthrough.
Call now with your gift, 1-800-789-7895. Help Katie reach out to thousands of prisoners with a powerful message of God's ultimate healing power.
How many of you know people that are sick and dying right now of some terminal disease? Let me tell you, what does Job say again? One dies in full strength, being wholly at ease and quiet. His breasts are full of milk and his bones are moistened with marrow. That is the way we are supposed to die. So if you've got a friend that's dying of a disease, then it is not God's will. People always say that all the time. People pass away from cancer. People pass away from some terminal disease, and people around them say this, well, it must have been their time. No, you know, I don't know if I can communicate to this to you clear enough. If someone is dying of a disease, that is proof it is not their time to die. They are supposed to die in full strength. They are supposed to die with their bones filled with marrow and moistening. That's your indicator. Fight. Heal their soul. That's your indicator. This is not God's will. If they're sick and dying, it's not the will of God. Job 1 says they're supposed to die in full strength. This is not the will of God. This is not their appointed time. We're not going to bow. Well, it must have been their time. That is a lot of baloney. So let's review again. How do we heal these wounds that are killing people before their time? Two things. That is the blood from the cross of Jesus Christ, and a power called dunamis that comes through the resurrection. See, sin makes wounds. Trauma makes wounds. And the first step you need to take to get these wounds healed is you need to plead the blood. You need to repent. You need to forgive people that you're angry at. You need to repent for your ancestors because wounds can be healed, can be passed down through the generations. You need to apply the blood. See, the blood is for sin. And you need to apply it. And then what will happen is that blood will wash away the sin that wounded you. But what we haven't realized is that indeed, sin and trauma both have left wounds. And there's a special power for that. And the good news is that that power is still Christ. It's a power called dunamis that comes from his resurrection. There are many scriptures that connect this power called dunamis with the resurrection of Jesus Christ. I'll just name a few. Philippians 3:10, Paul says, I want to know him and the power of his resurrection. That word power is the word dunamis. What's so important about this power? What it does. What it does. It heals both your body and your soul. The word dunamis means the power to perform a miracle. That's one meaning. Meaning it heals, it gives you the ability, the supernatural power to be able to perform a miracle in your physical body. And it also means this, excellence of soul. Everybody say it, dunamis means excellence of soul. It comes from the resurrection of Christ. Let's go back to our story. Lazarus, he died of a what? Wound in his soul, didn't he? Before his time. We know he died before his time because if he hadn't, Jesus wouldn't have resurrected him from the dead. How did Jesus fix that problem? He did what? Say it again. Resurrected him. How did he fix Lazarus' problem? He resurrected him. Where does dunamis come from? The Think about it. Think about it. Jesus fixed Lazarus' problem by releasing dunamis on him. Do you know what dunamis resurrection power does? Well, first of all, it called Lazarus' spirit back into his body, right? That's what resurrection power does, doesn't it? It calls a spirit back into the body. But what else does it do? Remember what dunamis means. Number one, it means the power to perform a miracle. Well, do you think Lazarus needed a miracle in his physical body? Let's see, dead 4 days in the tomb, 60 trillion cells rotting and stinking. I think he definitely needed the what power to perform a miracle. So Jesus releases resurrection dunamis power on him. And it does, it calls the spirit back, and it gave Lazarus the power to perform a miracle. His body got reanimated, his cells came back to life. But what else did it do? Remember, dunamis also means excellence of soul. Sounds like Lazarus got healed of the wounds in his soul that caused him to get sick and die in the first place. Right now, we're going to do a super soak. I encourage you to really focus and engage in these prayers because this is how you get healed. The whole point of this show is to see you get a breakthrough so that when you watch these programs, something really happens. You get a real, tangible miracle. How you get that is by engaging in these prayer times. I'm encouraging you to really focus and get involved in the Super Soak. Let's go back to the conference now and let's really press in for your breakthrough. We're going to activate into this. Amen. I want you to pray for yourself so that anything in your soul that could possibly ever make you get sick and die out of the will of God, which is perfect strength and vitality until the very last breath you take. Or I want you to pray for somebody that you know that is dying of a disease. And how do you do that? You just put them in your mind and you put your faith on Jesus healing them with the blood from the cross and the power of dunamis from the resurrection. Amen? I would like to specifically have us first repent for that and forgive people. So let me just help you as we go through it. We're going to take step one and we're just going to release the blood that comes from the cross. Amen? So just pray with me now. Just say, I repent for exhibiting strong animosity against friends, family, foes, bosses, leaders, spouses, children, anyone in my life. I repent of bitterness. And I ask that you take your blood, Jesus, and wash me clean of that sin. And I repent for being overcome by bitter grief, anguish, or disappointment. Lord, I do not receive that anymore. I know I've experienced grief, anguish, disappointment, but I refuse to be bitter. And I repent for allowing myself to be bitter about the things that have happened in my life. I repent for showing bitter resentment, bitter cynicism towards people or situations. Wash my sin of bitterness right now by your blood. I repent for getting bitter about that difficult relationship. I repent for saying bitter, sarcastic words towards that person, cutting remarks. In the name of Jesus, I ask that you would wash away my sin of bitterness and that I would be resentful no more. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I repent for being intolerable, unbearable, because I was bitter, for being harsh and corrosive in my tone, for saying acid comments, bitter words, blustering fits, unpleasant, disagreeable, because I was bitter. And I forgive everyone that was bitter to me. Now say amen. Now, do we stop there? Good answer. Why not? We need dunamis. We've always stopped there, and we've still been sick. I'm not denigrating the cross. I'm saying we need all of Jesus. We need everything he's done for us. So now put your hand on your heart or your stomach and just pray with me. Say, Lord, your blood has washed my sin away. Now I ask that the power of dunamis that comes from your resurrection would heal every wound in my soul that came from bitterness. Soak my soul. Cause it to be filled with resurrection power. Cause me to become what dunamis means, excellent of soul. I command that my soul be filled with resurrection power. I decree every wound that would make me get sick and die through disease before my time be healed right now in the name of Jesus. I speak to my soul and I say, soul, receive resurrection power right now. I am like Lazarus. I was resurrected from the dead when dunamis entered into my soul. Right now I'm being filled with it. All my sickness, all my disease, all my illness, all my ailments that come from my wounds will have to leave because my soul is becoming excellent. I am excellent of soul. 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 I am excellent of soul.
It is God's will for you to live strong and full of vigor until you go on to glory. So I decree that biblical promise over your life right now. You are excellent of soul.
You are prosperous in your health. Your bones are full of marrow and moistening, and you are strong. You are strong in your muscles, strong in your sinews, strong in your tendons. Your blood is clean and disease-free in Jesus' name. I decree your organs are restored. They are functioning properly. Your respiratory system is unblocked. It is clear. Your adrenal system is operating perfectly. You are pain-free. I command every spirit of infirmity to stop tormenting you now in Jesus' name. And I command that spirit of infirmity that it should go now and take its disease with it. Disease, I speak to you and I command you to die. You die and be gone. In Jesus' name, amen. I've been in and out of prison over a dozen times. The last time I was arrested, I knew they weren't going to let me out. I was done. While I was inside prison, I saw people just like me going in and out like a revolving door. That's because most inmates believe they don't have a future. But Jesus can change that and give them hope. We've been seeing people get freed inside, which has been empowering them to never go through those doors again. Now with your help, we can do even more.
Today, with your support, you are giving hope and healing to a life that may be in a desperate need of a change. Call now, and when you do, Katie would like to thank you for your gift by sending you a copy of Interpreting Dreams and Visions for Your Soul 3-disc set. With your gift of $35 or more, you will have a part in putting God's Word directly into the hands of a life that is ready to change. Call toll-free 1-800-789-7895. And as a thank you for your gift, Katie will send you a copy of Interpreting Dreams and Visions for Your Soul.
Have you been wondering what soul wounds you need to get healed and where they came from? In this CD set, Interpreting Dreams and Visions for Your Soul, I show you how your dreams can identify the wounds in your soul that are causing the issues you're facing. I also show you how to interpret those dreams so that you can get your breakthrough.
Call now with your gift, 1-800-789-7895. Help Katie reach out to thousands of prisoners with a powerful message of God's ultimate healing power.
Next week, we're going to do another super soak. What do I mean by that? We're going to spend lots of time specifically going after healing for long-term, chronic, and terminal illnesses. Now, I'm going to teach more about the blood of Jesus from the cross and the dunamis power from the resurrection, which are the two tools that you need to get healed of your affliction. Then we're going to spend an extra extended amount of time praying into your healing. Sometimes it takes more than one prayer to get to the layer in your soul that's connected with your disease. Just remember this, Jesus died for every sickness and disease. So it's not a matter of if you're going to be healed. It's just a matter of when. How long is it going to take this time? See you next week. For information on events, products, free videos, blogs, and even more, log on to my website, katiesouza.com.